3 minutes. I can now bring this matter to a close with a few final pointers. The fact that the population thinks well of the West End is proved by the value they put upon the West End. By admission of Mr. Simonian and Mr. Carroll and Mr. Gallagher and Mr. Messenger, the average assessment per square foot in the West End is around $5 or $6 per square foot. If I pick up the real estate board's book and start with Allen Street or Auburn Street, number one, on both streets, it's $10 per square foot. That's what the world thinks of real estate in Boston, real estate in the West End. It's one of the most valuable areas in the city. An average of $5 or $6 per square foot. Now, what's the mayor's house assessed for in Dorchester? Is the mayor's house assessed for $5 or $10 a square foot like our West End houses? No, the mayor's house is assessed for $1 per square foot. It's a quarter as valuable as the West End. If the mayor wants to get rid of a slum and get rid of people who live in slums, why doesn't he get rid of himself and tear down his own house and give it to Rappaport? So, gentlemen, I'll say that you will not bring down ruin upon us. You will not, by falsification, destroy a great part of the city. 12,000 people roused in the holy cause of self-protection are invincible against any force which their enemies may bring against them. Whenever the magistrates like you endeavor to take away and destroy the property of the people and to reduce them under arbitrary power, you put yourselves into a state of war with the people who are thereupon absolved from any further obedience and are left to the common refuge that God hath provided for all men against force and violence. Our ideal of progress is not to raid the public treasury and sack the homes of the people. Our ideal is to preserve society, to preserve every man's right to live in a home of his own choice. So I say, I remind you, gentlemen, that if you take the sword, you may perish by the sword. You have struck at the foundations of civil liberty. We will sooner tear down your houses by force than allow you to tear down our houses by lawless force.
Joe, do you want your book?
Thank you. Thank you very much. A couple of nothings.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have two members of the general court here that I can see now, and I'm going to insist that they've got a break, and I would appreciate very much. I would appreciate if they would. Oh, you can't even think, never mind here. We are now, I would like to have Mr. Iannella go on and not repeat as little as possible what that which has been said here before. Would you speak, please speak into the microphone?
Gentlemen, my name is Christopher A. Iannella, and I'm the representative from the West End. And I want to tell my neighbors here that I have represented you for 8 years in the legislature. And I have been very proud to represent the people of the West End because I know that they've always been good ladies and gentlemen. And I ask you and I implore you, in the name of fair play, no matter what your personal opinion may be,
that we in America are entitled to all our personal point of view, and that's what makes America great. And I think as your representative, I'd like to say to you, if I may, that I think you ought to refrain either from your applause or your boos. But certainly you're entitled to your point of view, and I think you ought to express it here if you like. But certainly, ladies and gentlemen, and I implore you, particularly you of the West End, because I know you and you're my neighbors, this is not like you. So don't let your emotionalism overcome you today, ladies and gentlemen, please. You and I are good Americans, and we always have been, and we are good, decent citizens of Boston, and we're entitled to live here as we see fit. You may disagree with Joe Lee, but he's entitled to his point of view. You may disagree with some other people. Now, let's go into some little part here, ladies and gentlemen. The West End, unfortunately, at the present time, is divided. Who has created this division? Has it been Joe Lee? Did he bring about this project? Has it been I, your representative? Have I divided you? Has it been your state senator? It's been these men, ladies and gentlemen. They're the ones who have conjured up the idea of an urban redevelopment for the West End. It wasn't your elected officials. And what about the mess that they've created? And now I'm not a landlord, and you, my neighbors, know that. I have lived among you for many years, and I'm a tenant like most of you. But in heaven's name, I address myself now, first of all, to the landlords, because I think they have a gripe. If I were a landlord, I'd have a gripe too. What is fair is fair. And we're talking in the name of fair play this morning. Sure that some of your tenants have moved out. It's true that some of your property has been depreciated as a result of it. But who has caused that? Has it been a man like Joe Lee who's brought that about? Has it been myself or your state senator? Ladies and gentlemen, this program started back in 1950. And here it is, 1957, and these men to this day, ladies and gentlemen, and don't let them kid you otherwise, to this day there isn't a man up there that can tell you what's going to happen to the West End because they don't know themselves. And that's the sad part about it all, ladies and gentlemen. And as a result, it's causing a great deal of confusion. It's causing a great deal of emotionalism among all of us. And it's only natural because we're human beings. And we have a tendency to be emotional sometime and get upset. The landlords want to protect their property rights, and I don't blame them. The tenants want to preserve their proprietary interest there because they know that they have to move out and pay tremendous rents. They love the West End. They've lived there for 50 years. They're not transients. These people are all family people with 3, 4, 5, and 6 children. They enjoy what the district has to offer, like a swimming pool. They enjoy the Esplanade. They enjoy the Science Park and all the other things that the West End has to offer. You can't blame them either for wanting to take the position that they do. And you've got to be fair about these things. You've got to be fair about these things, no matter what your personal point of view might be. But if you're going to put the blame on anyone, ladies and gentlemen, here's where the blame lies, right here. The blame lies right there. I don't want no applause. I don't want any applause. And I tell you why the blame lies here. As I told the federal administrator, something is wrong with the law. And I appeal myself to the conscience of the press this morning. Something is wrong with the law. When you take a municipality can come in back in 1949 and keep people dangling from a string even as late as 1957 and telling them every 3 months, you're going to move out. Now you're going to get out. The program is approved. That's the terrible thing about it all. Does that emanate from Joe Lee? Does that emanate from myself? Does that emanate from your state senator or anybody else? It emanates from the mayor's office and the Boston Housing Authority. Why, I have pleaded with the city officials. If you're going to put this program through, we will fight you all the way, but will you please keep quiet about it so that the people will not move? You remember I told all of you, even as far back as 6 years ago, this is all in the planning stage. I don't know why you elect me as your representative, because you won't listen to me. You call me up on the telephone and say, what is the program? What is the progress of the West End? And I tell you that it's all in the planning stage, and yet so many of our neighbors have gotten emotional and have moved out, probably to their regret today. But ladies and gentlemen, let me say this in conclusion. This is the biggest fiasco that I've ever seen. and for this reason. And I tell you this not only as a representative, but as a lawyer. As a lawyer, I tell you this too. Under the federal law, these people have to have a hearing here today, and that's all. They're merely complying with the law. They've already made up their minds what they're going to do. Whatever you and I say is immaterial. We are wasting our time here, ladies and gentlemen. Believe me, we are, and I say that to you in all sincerity. Because no matter what I say, what Joe Lee says, or anybody else says, they're not going to retract from their position. Their position is to have the urban redevelopment. But the thing that's tying it up, ladies and gentlemen, is because they can't get the federal funds. It's the federal government that's not convinced that this is a good idea. But this is not the place to fight about it. This is not the place to argue about it. And they have a right to their point of view, to their point of view as Americans. And I urge my neighbors here in the West End to respectfully respect their point of view, even though you may disagree with them. Even though we may disagree with them violently, and I do, because I think that they have gone about this thing wrongly. I think that they have trespassed upon little people. They have trespassed upon the emotions and the dignity of little people in the West End that they shouldn't have done. That they made a terrible mistake. And I implore them now in the name of fair play that they will not do it again throughout this city and throughout this state. And if they will only go to other parts of America where the programs have come about, why, things have been done there, but we in Boston, as Jolie has told you, we're a retarded city. We haven't got a new program, a new construction for years, and that's all they do is talk about it. And now they've got you talking about it, and you're probably talking about it in your sleep, particularly the landlords. But ladies and gentlemen, in conclusion, I want to say this. You have a right to come here to be heard. Believe me, you have, as American citizens. But let's not get emotional. And I repeat to you with all sincerity that I have, and I challenge them to tell you otherwise if what I tell you isn't true. I challenge any member of this board to tell you otherwise, that this is only horseplay, and that's all it amounts to, that they're going through the procedure of holding a public hearing only to comply with the law. But nothing will be done here. We're wasting our time. Let's hold our fodder and our ammunition for the Boston City Council. So, ladies and gentlemen, my neighbors of the West End, thank you very much for listening to me, and let's be good, decent citizens that we all are. Thank you.
Respected Senator from the East Boston and West End District.
Members of the Commission, my constituents of the West End District. My name is Mario Yamato, your State Senator representing the West End District. I'm highly in accord with my colleague, Representative Iannella, in stating that this, unfortunately, it's a great tragedy that we have to get people from work. It's a great tragedy that we have to build up the emotions of the people that come here this afternoon, this morning, and this afternoon, and have these people create a little hope in these people. We can save our resources, we can save our strength when we have to go before the City Council. This is not the place. We're only building up our emotions here. We're only exploding our emotions here. We're only talking, but we're not going to get very far over here this morning. The only thing we can possibly do is organize. We can organize and go before the City Council and lay our problem before the laps of the City Council. Unfortunately, we have people here who are landlords. We've been keeping them dangling for the past 6 or 7 years, and that is a great tragedy. It's a great tragedy that we have to have a so-called progressive project. A progress project in our district for the benefit of people who do not live in the district, for the benefit of people who want a high rental project, which will not benefit the constituents of the people of the West End District. And that is the unfortunate part of this whole thing this morning. I think what we ought to do is save our resources, save our strength, and organize so that when we get before the City Council, at least we will have some constructive program. I think we will be able to do something before the city council. But at this stage of the game, it is rather unfortunate. And it's also unfortunate with the landlords who have been kept dangling. I know some of the landlords, and I have a very dear friend of mine here who has approached me for the past 2 years wanting to know, what can I possibly do? What am I going to do with my property? And it's rather a tragedy. It's a tragedy that that woman has been kept dangling for the past 6 or 7 years. What we ought to do is have a definite, clear-cut, immediate decision when we go to the city council and have a quick hearing before the city council. You know, look, as we've already heard, there are people from both sides. Listen, I agree with you. We did not create the problem. We are trying to get a quick result. We have not Listen. Let's be fair about this. We have both sides. I'm not trying to create this situation. I have not, please. Sir, what is your name, may I ask? Mr. Fisher, have I created this problem? Mr. Fisher, we have been trying to stop this problem. Mr. Fisher, I don't know where Mr. Lee was. This problem did not come. Mr. Fisher, may I ask another question? What is your residence? Yes. You live in Newton right now. All right, fine. I represent the West End constituents. You live in Newton. We have some people who live in the West End. I live in East Boston. I represent the West End district.
Mr. Chairman, will you give that fellow a chance to speak? Will you give this fellow a chance to speak after I get through speaking? Senator Yamada. Mr. Chairman, as a member of the Boston Housing Authority, I wish you would respect the words of your representative and act, as he said, like ladies and gentlemen, and let the senator continue and everybody will have a word.
Now, sir, look, in the years that I've represented the West End District, I don't believe that anybody can ever accuse me of being anything but a gentleman. I have tried to conduct myself as a gentleman. And as part of the gentlemanly conduct that I've tried to conduct myself in, I've always considered it fair play to give everybody an opportunity to speak their piece. And I've always given everybody an opportunity to speak their piece without interruption. I don't believe that I've ever been accused of being a haranguing type of representative or senator. I think in the years that I've represented the East Boston District and in the 4 years that I've represented the West End District, I don't believe anybody can accuse me of being a haranguer. I have tried to be as dignified as I possibly can. This is not a dignified way of conducting the meeting. Now, I don't believe that it will interrupt anybody else. I don't believe that anybody here who is trying to conduct this meeting with fair play is going to try to interrupt anybody else. We have some people who live in the West End District. We have some tenants who live in the West End District. They have a problem. They are in a plight. They are being told every day to get out. We also have some landlords who live in the West End District. who have property in the West End District, they have a problem too. And in all fair play, we're trying to resolve this problem. Do not blame us. Don't blame the representative who spoke before me. Don't blame the senator. Don't blame Joe Lee. We have not created this problem. We were told, you asked me, why did I not stop this 5 years ago? Why haven't we all been able to stop this 5 years ago? Why haven't you been able to stop this? That's what we're trying to do. Please be fair with us. Try to be fair with us. Please. Please, try to be fair with us. We're not saying whether we're going to stop it or not. Let us at least get a quick hearing. I haven't said anything about stopping it or going forward. Let's get a quick hearing for the benefit of the tenants, for the benefit of the landlords, for the benefit of the district concerned. Let's get a quick hearing before the city council. Let's get a quick decision before the city council. Then we'll know where we stand. Then we won't have friends such as mine over here, who is a poor landlord, and she has property. The property is deteriorating. She doesn't know where she stands. We can at least give her some benefit. We can resolve the doubt. We can have the tenants, and we can take care of the problem of the tenants. But don't go around accusing your office holders. Don't go around accusing Joe Lee. Don't go around accusing anybody. Let's have this in an orderly fashion. Let's go out of here. Please, let's go out of here this morning and let us at least have the newspapers and the reporters, and let us have everybody who covers this story at least go out and say that the West End people are trying to conduct this meeting with some degree of dignity. We have a great problem, but let's conduct it with some amount of dignity. The more dignity we have in this meeting, the more they'll listen to us, believe me. But let us at least do one thing. Let's get a quick hearing in the city council. Let's get an immediate decision, and we'll all benefit by it. Thank you very much.
You know what's going to happen? You know what's going to happen? Here's what's going to happen. The cradle of liberty is going to rock again.
Mr. Chairman, will he identify himself first?
My name is William P. Foley.
What?
William P. Foley, citizen of Boston.
Representing who?
Foley. Representing the constitutional rights that I have.
Would you please talk into that?
It's working. Don't worry. You talk. Now listen, I was told before I came in here that there were certain paid individuals that would be here to disrupt the moral reasoning for this organization's. My right? You see the radical, fanatical thinking of socialism? My right in a constitution? That man had his way, there'd be a concentration camp erected in the Boston Common.
Who do you represent?
What? According to the Constitution of the United States, this is a public hearing. I'm a taxpayer. I have a right to speak. I represent 50 people in the West End that believe in my program. Who do you represent?
I'm a landlord in the West End. I represent.
Well, your problem will be taken care of in due time. You have a right to speak. Let me speak, and then you're next, huh? Be smart and sit down. You, be smart and sit down. Let me speak, and then you can speak. You'll have the equal opportunity with other Americans. With other Americans.
Mr. Foley, will you keep still for about 2 minutes?
The oath that may speak of all that
represent an organization within the West End.
And I will then afford an opportunity to all here, to all those who are opposed and against, to stand up and be counted too.
Is he going to be allowed to speak representing an organization?
It all depends.
Sit down.
He's entitled to. It's impossible to conduct this thing here the way this is done. What the hell should you have a microphone anyway?
Make this guy a mess.
Will you permit me to run this meeting, or will you have somebody else run it? Everybody a chance to be heard, and you will be the second after this gentleman over here. Mr. Foley, will you address the chair when you're making your speech here? This way, please.
Mr. Chairman.
Don't have a repetition of that which was said here tofore. Please.
Not to, Mr. Chairman. To you that it should and must concern. We Americans do not want any dictatorial action forced down our soft, palatable throats. We positively don't agree that land seized under eminent domain for urban renewal, such as being imposed in the West End of Boston, as being constitutional. This is not land seizure by through eminent domain, but brazen piracy of private enterprise. Eminent domain must be specifically for public use and for public benefit. I tried to turn around, but the people keep calling me. Land seizure by private enterprise is for progress and for more taxable land for the city. It is for a number of things that some people may hold dear. But it surely is not for public use and public benefit. When we talk about public benefit, we talk about...
Will you please turn your best chair here, or your... I'll rule you off of the chair, out of position. Now, just, I'm not going to tell you twice. Now, please understand that. This is no gallery, and the sooner you decide that it is, the better off you're going to be.
I don't want to impose a hot condition on anyone in this auditorium, so I will try to comply with the chair. This imposition upon our civil rights, and I state that it is an imposition on our civil rights under the Fifth Amendment, will destroy the benefit of land and home ownership for all Americans in due time. This is a creeping erosion of constitutional government. This act is a direct act to positive step towards judicial seizure of a constitutional government. I will inform the people of the truth, the government of the facts, and the courts of the law. My group has set forth to show the state of Massachusetts the reason why it must recognize this program as an illegal imposition upon the civil rights. We the people must preserve our freedom. Tax problems must be solved, is true, but only with constitutional impositions. We celebrated Patriots Day 2 days to 3 days ago, and the people went down a tea wharf because of a high taxation on tea. This is a land confiscation. Lo and behold, what our forefathers would have done had this been imposed upon them. Private interest and progress will and must advance solely on a constitutional channel. The American people will not stand to have this rammed down their throats. This is an evolutionary social problem, slum clearance. I happen to be employed with the Boston Health Department. I know of terrible conditions throughout the city, far worse and far greater than that of the West End. You know, and I know, and the people know that the city of Boston holds vast holdings of property. Property that does not comply with the standards for housing. Property that should be redeveloped and renewed. The city of Boston and its officials must start house cleaning their own house. Their own areas, is true. I happen to know for a fact the principles that enable this committee to impose upon the people's rights. It makes very little difference whether the city, the state, or their agencies will continue on their way towards destroying American freedom. Our Department of Justice will also receive a petition signed, sealed, and delivered. After being circulated throughout the Commonwealth, it will be photostated and the copy will be sent to Congress and the Federal Housing Authority and to the President of the United States. And if it's federal funds you want, you won't get them. We pray that the Lord will save our Constitution. Free people will always fight back when told how, when, where, and why tyranny must die. They say that this is a public benefit. You people have read this. Can you see the sensical way you can get a public benefit by taking away a major public benefit? It can't be done. No benefit is greater than your constitutional benefits. There are a lot of people in the West End that are being abused and hurt. That abuse and that hurt and the impositions should be paid for by damages. These property owners that have suffered must be reimbursed. An abatement should be given them. An abatement until every last dime is returned to them. There are other ways to renew and redevelop under urban renewal. This is not the only way. The courts will decide, not the city council. This is not only your land you're fighting for, your home. It's your constitution and your right and your freedom. And if the quicker you recognize that, the quicker you'll have other people throughout the Commonwealth coming to your aid. People throughout the country will recognize the fact that this is a creeping erosion of your constitutional rights. Where does eminent domain begin and where does eminent domain stop? Eminent domain begins with good and it ends at tyranny and imposition. We interpret eminent domain the way we please. The heck with the masses. We have not yet felt the whip. We have not yet been placed in concentration camps.
I would appreciate the fact if you would shouldn't have to put a five-minute rule on here unless somebody obeys the rule. unless there's a disposition to go along according to parliamentary rules, a five-minute rule will go from now on, and you'll close your discussion in a few minutes.
Good, I have 5 minutes. I'm sorry, sir, but you have no right to go and make rules in the middle of a hearing. This
hearing has to follow the
procedure that it followed in the past. I overrule the chair's decision.
We have a lot of other people here who want to be heard.
All right. I'll end this by saying that everybody that's in favor may remain seated. And everybody that's against, as soon as the people that are against get through speaking, would be kind enough to leave. I think there'd be about half a dozen people here that have a deep interest. Thank you very much, Mr. Chairman.
Lady, the five-minute rule prevails.
My name is Mrs. Remusiewicz. There is a group of people here that represents the parish of Our Lady of Ostra Brama, the Polish church on Chamber Street. Now, up to this time, nothing has been said for the record about what will happen to the Polish church, what consideration will be given it. Early in the 1920s was when we first established our church in the West End. About a dozen years ago, we built a brand new building, which is a beautiful building. Our own hard work, our own money went into it. The size of the parish was only about half of what it is now. Now the parish has doubled, and actually probably more than half the parishioners are not in the project area. We do want our church, and if nothing is going to be said about it, well, I mean, I think it should be said now. I mean, has anything been said about it? Either a new site... I don't want my picture.
Pardon, I was trying to get an answer for you, my dear lady, and I was in the process and you got a little impatient. We are trying to find a solution of that very identical thing. and the Archbishop has notified us. Now I'm not going to get any church gag around here. The Archbishop has notified our office to conduct business with the Chancellor with respect to the Polish church relocation in the West End.
Well, we just want you to know that the parish is definitely interested. We're going to keep our church, yes, and we don't want you to think that we're just being ignored or that we're ignoring the situation.
Yeah. And we're allowed
to take care of it even if the project should go through.
That you wanted to be heard.
I think we call on in favor of the organization plus some other organizations.
The West End of Boston, the Massachusetts General Hospital is present here. After this lady get finished, we'll have the man. Come along. I thought I put you on the spot some.
Thank you very much, Mr. Carroll. I have a very simple statement that I'd like to read for your benefit, and I will give it to you. Hold this right up. How's that? So on the recording. My name is David C. Crockett. I'm the associate. My name is David C. Crockett. I'm the Associate Director of the Massachusetts General Hospital for Resources and Development. And I want to read a brief statement, which won't take 5 minutes, Mr. Carroll.
Director of the Massachusetts General Hospital. Going to read the disposition of the Massachusetts General Hospital.
It is a great pleasure for me to present a brief statement on behalf of the hospital at this hearing. The Massachusetts General Hospital, since 1821, has been a community hospital for the immediate area that surrounds it, that is, the West End. Through the years, it has been deeply involved in the cultural and social changes of the area, and it also feels indebted to the population of the area, who by attendance in the clinics and by their loyalty to the hospital have helped make the Massachusetts General Hospital the great nationally recognized institution that it is today. Over the years, many changes have taken place, but none that has been as challenging to the hospital as the one we are now about to see. The hospital is concerned with the plight of the people that are about to be dispossessed and relocated. Through the MGH clinics, outpatient services, family health program, and social service, all possible is being done to ease this situation. At the same time, in order to provide for the future of the hospital so that it in turn can take care on an increasingly large scale of the responsibilities for the care of the sick of the city, it must not allow itself to become shut in by a restrictive development that will prevent normal and necessary expansion of the hospital in the future. But the hospital cannot predict what its land needs are going to be 50 years from now. However, after serious consideration of all these points, the hospital has found that the plan worked out by the Boston Housing Authority and Mr. Simonian is undoubtedly the best that can be provided and the fairest to all concerned, both for the short-term and the long-term consideration of the community and its citizens, and for the hospital and its responsibilities. We have at the same time found the developers understanding and considerate of all the points that concern the governing bodies of the hospital, and we look forward in years ahead to future adjustments of our program to serve the population of the West End in the future as we have in the past. Thank you very much, Mr. Gallagher.
Mr. Cowell, Mr. Chairman, and gentlemen, my name is Denholm M. Jacobs, and I am Associate Director of the Massachusetts Eye and Ear Infirmary at 243 Charles Street. I will abbreviate these few remarks I have because very largely I would like to second the remarks that my colleague, Mr. Crockett of the Massachusetts General, has just made. However, I should like to say that, as you probably know, the Massachusetts Eye and Ear Infirmary is the second oldest hospital in New England, founded in 1824, just a few years after our illustrious neighboring institution, the MGH. And during practically all of the life of the Massachusetts Eye and Ear Infirmary, we've been located in the West End, and indeed our first building was erected on Charles Street in the year 1850. There are many reasons why we at the Massachusetts Eye and Ear Infirmary believe the West End project should be undertaken without delay. I won't go into them in any great length. I won't go into any great length on this point, but it seems to us that the redeveloped land, Mr. Chairman, that we feel that the redeveloped land will be not only functionally sound, but will provide an attractive and pleasing view and make it possible for the hospitals to carry out, among all the other organizations in the city, carry out their mission. In particular, I should like to leave the thought with you that the city of Boston, which is world-renowned perhaps today as a great medical center, medical progress cannot continue indefinitely in a city where the social and economic progress is not equally strong. And so for that, we of the Massachusetts Eye and Ear very strongly favor the plan which the Boston Housing Authority has put forward. And I leave this statement with you, Mr. Chairman.
This is Eric Katz. I have property on 37 Allen Street, and I'm for the West End to be as it is. In other words, all the neighbors to remain where they belong, and to redevelop one house at a time. If the Massachusetts General Hospital or the Eye and Ear Infirmary wants property, they go and they buy it and they build whatever they want. They make their offers, and if the landlords want to sell to them, they're allowed to sell. And my property, if I keep it up in perfect condition. I have no object. I could rent it out, and I don't lose on the property. That's all you need is to keep it in good condition, and it's taking care of itself. And I don't see where our West End is any worse than the rest of this city, and it should remain where it stands.
Thank you. Any person here that is representing an organization in favor of the West End project, that's representing an organization? Are there any person here who is representing an organization who's organized in opposition? And if there is such person, would you indicate who you represent? And am I? Hey, pal. Did you take by Emden to the?
Mr. Chairman,
are you representing
in favor?
The owners in favor of the project? Will you please give your name?
My name is Jerry Capitolupo. My name is Jerry Capitolupo. Live on 67 Chambers Street, Boston. And I am one of the committee to the owner association of the West End. Now we have Mr. Lee. He represents the West End. He talks so much about the West End. And it's still, I can prove it to him, he doesn't know the condition of the West End today. Mr. Lee, he doesn't know how the layout of the West End today is. He wants it to be published, his name, he wants to make a big speech. He's good for auctioneer. Well, anyway. And then we hear someone is your minor. And Ionello. And Mr. Intravasaro, his name is William, the Irishman and Italian man there. So, the West End Owners Association have a member of 1,500 members, all which the property owners of the membership of a residence at the part of the West End wish the development, which are in favor of the development of the West End. At the present time, a great part of the section to be redeveloped is vacant. We all know that. All vacant buildings, the windows, doors are broken, and a great disrepairs. And I permit a person who have no right in the building to enter them. As a result, there has been at least one fire in the neighborhood that we all know that they lost a life not a long time ago. Because of the loss of the tenants in the buildings, brought out about the talking about the development. The income of this property, we all know, is insufficient to pay tax, mortgage, interest, and other expense, including repairs, which are incidental to the ownership. And it's impossible to get person to move into the West End because of this talking about. And the present rate of moving continual will be the only, continue only a short time before there will be a great number more vacancies. We all know now the streets in the West End are section and narrow streets, like the building that did and needs repairs, and people seem to lose all interest to the feeling they will compel to move in a short time. Of course, I realize there are some people who will object to this redevelopment. But it should be noted that these objectors do not live in a part of the West End to be redevelopment. If they do, are only tenants, we can without loss or inconvenience leave in any other section of Boston, of course, there are always people who will object to anything for the pleasure of the objecting. They're talking about moving people out of their homes. It's ridiculous. And the people who move out from that section will without doubt find or relocate in a much better, clear neighborhood, which many improvements which they did not have in the West End today. Without doubt better neighborhood in which to bring up the children. Now, this is a funny one. A circular has been distributed to have it been issued by William P. Foley, the formerly William in Traversado, who gave his residence in Isabel Street, which is not in the West End, and who say he owns no property in the West End, who suggests he was a force of the occupants if they're treated with the eviction. And has a great, is a great amount of to say about Constitution. You no doubt to know or a concealed effect the public authority has their rights throughout the power on eminent domain. I would like to know what interest Mr. William P. Foley, the formerly William and Traversato, the Italian Irishman, has in the matter. Now, ladies and gentlemen, people that take as a joke about the West End, let them, those property owners, talk about this situation about the West End. Because those people that spoke about me before, they ain't got no interest. They don't know what the West End look like. I'd like to see Mr. Lee come with me tomorrow anytime and take a walk throughout the section of the West End.
Time out, pal.
Thank you. Thank you.
We got Dan Speed.
My name is Salvi Silvestro. We just had a man known as Mr. Cabot DeLupo here at 22 Chamber Street in Boston. See? Known as to be a slum creator of the West End. I have facts showing that he is one of the slum creators of the West End with my own mother-in-law living in his home. A woman 83 years old was sick, dying in bed. They've called the attention of Mr. Cabot DeLupo, who was the landlord of that building. A ceiling was coming down on her head. Water was falling on her bed. What did Mr. Cabot DeLupo do about it? What has he done to hundreds of other tenants? Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Is there any other...
May I interrupt, Mr. Chairman? Mr. Cabot DeLupo has been taken into court on numerous occasions for lack of heat, freezing tenants out, not replacing broken windows. Are we going to tolerate a man like that to represent any part of the people of the West End? Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Mr. Chairman, one more remark. I am a landlord of the West End. I bought a home that was owned by the Whitneys and George Holden Tinkham. And I think they were as fine a family as that ever lived in any part of the world. And that's no shame for me to live in the West End as good other citizens. We had John P. Higgins, Chief Justice of Massachusetts, born and brought up, nervous. See? Martin Lemazny, this would never exist under any condition had we had a man like Martin Lemazny living today. He would represent the people of the West End. I have been a landlord for 16 years at 22 Chamber Street. I have had but one vacancy there in the last 5 years. Why I've kept my property up. Thank you, sir.
My name.
You again are for.
I am for the project.
You are for the
project? Yeah. What? I will. Yeah. Benjamin F. Beebe, 18 Tremont Street, Boston, a lawyer. I'm here on behalf of Philomena Capitolipo. She owns the property at 99 Green Street and 50 Staniford Street and some on Lyman Street and Leverett Street. There is always two sides to every dispute. The people that are going to be affected one way will be one way, and those will be the other way. What is the situation in the West End at the present time? That can be determined by any disinterested party going down and looking at the property in the West End and the condition of it, the condition of the streets, and the condition of everything down there. It is certainly a substandard neighborhood. No matter what other people say, we had three politicians here tell us and another candidate that hopes to be a politician. And their stuff is, of course, they are talking for the purpose of perpetuating themselves in office. But what is the situation of the landlords? The landlords are in here with a lot of money invested, cannot rent the property on account of the talk from 1951 to 1957. There's been talk of continual redevelopment. The tenants have moved. There's no place, no way to get tenants to move in again because they know they've got to move. And the result is that the landlords are carrying an empty house. When houses become empty, boys get in, and people that should not get in, break out the windows, tear down the doors, and people that are unauthorized sleep in those buildings, and we have fires. On Milton Street a couple of weeks ago, there was a fire in which one fire lieutenant lost his life. Now, then the tenants holler. Now the tenants are not bad off. The tenants are there only as long as they choose to remain there. They are not there for the benefit of the landlord. They are there for the benefit of themselves, and they'll stay there, break out of the thing. Now, when they want to move, they move. Never mind what the landlord says. No matter what happens to them, they get out. Now, if they are compelled to move, they will probably, in all probability, they will go to a neighborhood with much more convenience, much better, that the environment it'll be better, and everything about the place will be better, and they'll live in a much better state. And the children will be brought up in a much better neighborhood, not with dirty streets and with rubbish and the streets all littered. Now, supposing that the tenants are compelled to move, they might pay a little more rent, but they're getting something more. The people that are living in that district today want to live there at a depression rent. And of course, the taxes have gone up for the landlord, and all those things have happened to increase the price of carrying them houses. Now the tenants have no complaint. The cities and the politicians have always taken care of the tenants, and they will continue to take care of the tenants. The only people that are seriously affected and are in for a serious loss are the landlords on account of their investment. Now if the people who make up their mind that they're not going to be hurt, and when the time arrives, they will find that they will be put in much better places, and the only expense to them will be the cost of moving. And they, as is happening now, there are a great many of them are moving at the present time. Now, there was Mr. Lee, I believe, said there was 12,000 people in that neighborhood. That I seriously dispute. There may have been 12,000 at one time, because they certainly were packed in there more than there should have been. But there was no 12,000 today, and I think if a count is counted, they will find there's no 12,000. Now, what they should do, I am going to suggest that this committee go down there themselves. Have somebody that's not interested show them around the development or the section to be developed, and let them determine for themselves whether it's subnormal or whether it isn't subnormal, I think.
But, mister, we are paying for the moving of those tenants. We're paying up to $100 for the moving of tenants that will move out, and business to $2,000. It's a charge against the development to finance the mover to the extent of $100 for the tenant and $2,000
for a business.
What is that, $100 for
the tenant and $2,000 for a business institution?
The chairman of this commission has just informed me that it is the duty of the commission to pay $100 towards the expense of moving the tenants, and to pay $2,000 to the expense for destruction or loss of business.
You did not speak before, did you? Are you against or for?
Just a minute. We may have to interrupt you because... No, he's got to put a new tape on.
Wait a minute.
I have to get a new tape on here to record and take 3 or 4 minutes.
Say too much. I happen to be Mrs. Anna Drews, and I live in the West. I am Mrs. Anna Drews, and I live in the West End of Boston all my life on Chamber Street near Charles. Now, to wind this thing up, don't you think I'm going to ask you a direct answer that they are tearing it down? People have high hopes. They came here and wasted a whole morning listening to everybody talk. I know for a fact that they're tearing it down. Do you mean to tell me after building up Science Park, the Hatch Memorial, and the Science Park Station, and they're going to let a lot of these slums stand? I know for a fact that a lot of people want their houses taken away for the simple reasons that a lot of people had moved. And they neglected their property.
You are in favor of the project. Let me answer your question. This meeting is called for by governmental regulation by the financing agency. And we have to hold this meeting to hear all concerns. And after leaving here, your senator from the West End said it's got to